You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday, March 13th, 2022. Hope you're well. Daylight Savings Day. Can we fucking get rid of Daylight Savings Time, please? We're not farmers in the 1800s, okay? Like, it's so fucking stupid. Anyway, that's my bitch for today. I don't really get it, but I am grateful to be 1 hour closer to my boy in Australia. So, yeah, that's one thing. It's hard having 14 hours difference in time between each other, you know. So now it's only 13. Whoop-dee-doo. Anyway, I hope you're well. Guess what? It's not today. It was a couple of days ago, but I have now been in chastity for 2 years straight. It occurred to me on the day in my last podcast episode, after I did it and I was editing it, I thought, oh my gosh, it's been 2 years, you know? I 2 years ago, I posted a video on the website showing me caging myself. So it's been 2 years now, and that's pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, 2 years is a lot, okay? But there are certainly some other faggots out there that have been caged longer than I have. A couple of the faggots, like Chin up in Canada, a couple of the other faggots have been in chastity longer than me. I think about like Cage Jock, who's pretty popular online. He was one of my guys on Tumblr with me back in the day, and he's been in chastity for years and years and years. So 2 years is really nothing in the scheme of things, but for me it's kind of cool, I guess. And I get a lot of questions about chastity. It's been a journey for me, but like not really, honestly, it's not really the same journey that I think a lot of other faggots probably go through with chastity. For me, I was already kind of chaste. So, I would be considered chaste by most standards anyway. So like, for instance, I didn't ever touch myself when I was in service, okay, ever. I've never done that, even from, like, my first time. Before I was even really trained, I just never, ever wanted to have anything to do with my, you know, my skin tag. It just never occurred to me, you know, like I was solely focused on the alpha's cock every time, and I never considered pleasuring myself. So in that regard, and like I never got hard really even, because I was just so focused. And so I think that's why chastity, partially why it never came up with any of the alphas that I served. It was never an issue, you know. They largely ignored it or laughed at it, my skin flap. So, you know, it was just pointless to even cage it, I think, in their mind. I guess I shouldn't speak for them, but that's my guess. Plus, you know, a lot of them were straight, so they didn't know a lot about chastity, you know, anyway. So they didn't come out of the kink community. They came out of Midwestern, you know, values. So, so chastity never came up, but and it just was never an issue. I want to say probably 3 or 4 years prior to chastity. I want to say 3 years prior to going into chastity. So 5 years ago, I made kind of a mental effort to stop masturbating. And it was challenging because, you know, at the time I started running the website, which is a porn website. You know, there's tons of porn I deal with every day. I deal with hot topics every day. And I always have. So, I was masturbating, you know, regularly, dealing with a lot of that. But I started kind of feeling weird about masturbation. And I started feeling it was wrong. I don't know where that came from. And that is something curious, I think, that I would like to somehow explore more of, you know. I'd love to get Cage Jock on this podcast so I can ask him maybe more about that process. But anyway, or maybe if there's another long-term chastity faggot out there, you know, that has an opinion, maybe we could talk about that more. But, you know, about why we feel that way. I don't know. But it just kind of overtook me, this feeling of shame that I was masturbating like a man, you know, and having an orgasm like a man in my private time, you know. And so I just started thinking, I'm just going to stop masturbating, you know. And it was solely through just my own thought process. I started really meditating on how shameful I felt when I masturbated, and how wrong it was. And so anytime I would go to start touching myself and start stimulating myself, I would just suddenly reflexively pull away and say, "What are you doing?" You know. And so that became kind of a thing until I just had controlled it with my mind, you know. So for about 3 years, I had essentially put a mental chastity cage on myself. So that went on for a while. Now, when I met the alphas in Canada, who, you know, are apex alphas, and then I met Sir Rob and his apex alpha son, Master Kyle, I was so moved by their power and so intimidated by their power that I just couldn't. I started seeing them putting their faggots in chastity, and I was thinking to myself, why am I free? You know, why am I walking around in public free when other faggots are in chastity due to these powerful alphas? And I remember specifically, I'm just going to tell you one thing. I was at the movie theater, and I had to go to the bathroom. And so I went into the bathroom, and I'm at the urinal, or urinal, if you're in Great Britain. And I'm standing there using it, and there were other men in there. And I felt totally out of place in that situation. And I gotta tell you, like, I had this overwhelming feeling like I just wanted to crawl into a stall and hide that's how kind of overwhelming it was. Maybe I got a mental problem. I don't have any idea, but it felt very natural and right, you know, that feeling. And I came away from that, and I just thought, there's something not right in all of this, you know. What can I do to change it? And, you know, chastity kept coming back into my mind. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore. I just thought, it's bothering me to a significant degree to where I need to take action instead of going and trying to find a master who's going to put me in chastity. It needs to happen, like, now, you know. And so I went and bought a chastity cage, and I put myself in it. And the rest is history. Now, again, though, like, I was already significantly advanced before I went into chastity. So the conversion into chastity was very easy compared to other faggots, probably, you know. I didn't have a lot of adjustment to make other than, you know, just the kind of, I guess, regular inconveniences of a chastity cage, you know, keeping things clean, all that kind of stuff. But it felt very natural. And it, like, the whole erection or lack thereof of an erection, like not having an orgasm, didn't bother me, you know, because I had already kind of prepared myself for that. Now, that is very different from what a lot of faggots deal with when they go into chastity. I mean, that my situation is not the norm, and so I am sympathetic of faggots that struggle with chastity because I get it, you know. I do sort of understand where you're coming from, even though it wasn't my experience with chastity, but still, you know, I get it. So, you know, my advice is the same thing, though, just with a chastity cage. Instead of me mentally preparing myself, you know, mentally caging myself, you can use the power of your mind, if you're a faggot struggling with chastity, to use the power of your mind to understand the rightness of what you're doing by being in chastity. You know, and really meditate on this. It's not right for a faggot to pretend to be a man. I mean, you might have technically male parts. You know, a lot of us are not equipped with, you know, much that would qualify as male parts. Like me, I'm pretty small. But, but we're not men, you know, and we should not be living lives as men. We should not have the advantages that men have in those regard. You know, like, the use of our bodies are not the way men use their bodies. We should not be stroking ourselves and coming like a man. It's insulting to men when faggots do that. Do you see what I mean there? Like, we have to kind of flip it and understand that we have a part to play in honoring men by our sacrifice. And that's not just, you know, paying a cash master $20 online or some shit. We're talking about real sacrifice with your own body, you know. Some faggots have been moved to have their balls removed completely, which is very extreme. Okay, unless you're wanting to go through the change, I don't recommend that. Okay, but because it can be dangerous. But I'm just saying that the feeling, though, we should have that mindset of how are we honoring men every day? Chastity is one significant way we can do that, because it trains our mind. It makes us more submissive and more aware. You know, when I talked about before on the podcast about perpetual subspace, chastity is a way to regulate perpetual subspace, to maintain perpetual subspace. Because everywhere you go, you're reminded of your lesser station in relation to men. And so that kind of keeps you on kind of a heightened alert, you know, which is significant and important, you know. But ultimately, you know, honoring men with those types of personal sacrifices is what faggots are born to do. And, you know, taking that aspect away from ourselves, or having it taken away from us by a master, is a way to enforce that and to make that sacrifice public, I guess, you know, or bring it into the public space. Now, a lot of times chastity comes in very useful for faggots to find alphas to use them, okay? Men notice this stuff in gym locker rooms or gyms or elsewhere, you know. A lot of times chastity becomes very obvious, or if a faggot's walking around naked with a chastity cage, men are going to notice that, okay? And they're going to know exactly what you're there for, what you are. And that shifts the conversation completely, you know. Men don't fear going up to a caged faggot and saying, get on your knees and suck my dick, because they know that's what you're there for. That's what your purpose is, because of the chastity cage. You know, so faggots are always asking me, well, what can I do to make it more obvious? Well, there's one thing right there, you know. Go into chastity and allow men to see that. And honestly, I will tell you this, okay? I've had plenty of experience with this. When men get turned on when they see a faggot in chastity. Turned on might be too much of a term there, but they're intrigued. They want to know more about it. They want to understand more about it. And they start asking questions, and they start, they're attracted by the fact that here's this male who's clearly inferior and obviously inferior, you know. And everything becomes easier hierarchically because of chastity. And that's been my experience, you know. My friends know that I'm in chastity. I've shown a couple of them my cage. I'm not shy about it, really, much of anything, okay? And a lot of them don't want to see it because they want to think of me as their friend, you know, which I understand. But a couple of them were curious enough to look at it, and they were definitely, they found it funny, and they found it humiliating, I guess, for me, you know. And it's become kind of a running joke with us, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, if you're not in chastity, if you're a faggot, you're listening and you're not in chastity, or you're an alpha who owns a faggot and you want them to go into chastity, and you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you come away with a positive attitude toward it, because it's noble. It's self-sacrifice in the most intimate possible way. And so I do hope that you do consider it seriously, because it will change your outlook. It will improve your thinking about hierarchy and your place in it. And you'll develop a deeper appreciation of your faghood. So here's to another year. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. It was nice to get to talk about chastity again. So I've had a couple of recent questions, so it was nice to get to talk about it some more. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Love ya. Bye.